are living in urgent times, if you're living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Anne McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
Well, my friends, it is a pleasure to be with you today, March 22nd, a sunny day in Philadelphia. It's starting to become a beautiful spring season, and although we're still adjusting to the time changes, it is such a pleasure to be with you today. I do not have a special guest today on purpose because we're going to enter into a special teaching that I had given to a retreat a week ago with Kathleen McCarthy and Anna Iatesta at Malvern Retreat House. And in doing so, I really sense the Lord stating, hey, I want you to share this with the listeners because it's a time of preparing for Lent and Holy Week and Easter and so much more. So my friends, let us begin with prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Wisdom of the Sacred Heart, guide me in all my ways. O love of the Sacred Heart, consume me with thy fire. In honor of the divine will, memory, and understanding, O seat of divine wisdom and guiding power, which governs all the motions and love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, may all minds know thee, all hearts love thee, and all tongues praise thee, now and forevermore. This prayer is called Prayer to the Sacred Heart of our Blessed Lord as the Seat of Divine Wisdom. My sisters and brothers in Christ, we're going on a journey today, and I'm going to share some things that I have not shared on radio, but I shared at this particular retreat. So I want you to really get a pencil and paper. If you have a hard time remembering things like me, I have to start jotting things down because I do forget things as I age. And I want you to remember some of these things because I believe that the Lord has a message for all of us today as we prepare for Holy Week. So what is the message? We're going to go on a journey today on this radio broadcast. A journey to become a spiritual woman and man of influence. That's right. To become a spiritual woman and man of influence. So I want you to hear the story of something that happened last summer to me. I was doing some remote radio from another state, and I decided to take a nap. It was in a big old lazy boy type of chair, and I had earbuds on, and I was listening to Christian contemporary music. And I said to my husband, I just need to take a little nap. So I did. And the Lord took me on a journey. Now, this is really the first time that this had happened to me, and this is why I wanted to share it with you. Because during this dream, which I have no idea how long it lasted, the Lord showed me a field of thousands and thousands of bodies, men, women, and children. All were alive, but He showed me this field, literally, of thousands of bodies. And I was standing on a hillside with Him. He looked at me with piercing eyes, as if to say, follow me. No words were exchanged. I followed Him into the field. This is a moment when He bent over and He put His hand under the chin of a woman, and then a man, and then a child. They stood up and He breathed. It was the breath of the Holy Spirit into their faces, not saying a word. I knew it was the Holy Spirit, Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was the Holy Spirit, because they came to life. He said nothing to them as they came to life, and he looked at me as if, "Are you watching?" So then he went to the next person. Now, there are thousands of people in this field, and he was trying to teach me to watch him. No words, just watch him. And as I watched him, he did the same thing. He placed his loving hand, without speaking a word, under the chin of the person, and the breath of the Holy Spirit came upon the person, and they came to life. And then he looked at me as if, "This is all I want." I awakened immediately, knew that this was a dream that was prophetic. And then what came on my earphones is the music from Michael W. Smith called Heroes. Now, I had never, ever heard this. No lyrics are with this song. It's almost like a battle hymn with the drums and the trumpets and the trombones. And if you can today, try to listen to Heroes by Michael W. Smith. So I awakened to this music, and I was startled, peacefully startled. And I shared this with my husband, and I said, I want to tell you about this dream. I don't think it was just a dream. It was a prophetic dream. And then the music came on, Heroes by Michael W. Smith. Now, my husband, we've been married 40 years in the fall, and he's accustomed to some strange things happening along the way, or sharing of some strange stories. But in any case, he listened, and then he did what he normally does. Okay. It was just, okay, what's he going to say? And I didn't know what to say. And I remember calling, when I got back to Pennsylvania, calling Kathleen McCarthy and saying, "Kathleen, this is what happened to me a few days ago." And then the music came on of Heroes, which is really like a war song of Michael W. Smith. She said, "You know, Father Stephen DeLacy just wrote the foreword for my new book. My new book, In the Silence of My Heart, Volumes 5, 6, and 7. And I'm going to read it to you." At that time, she just emailed it over to me. The book wasn't published. The email had the text that Father DeLacy had written, and I'm not sure even when he wrote it. Talk about, it is not a coincidence, it's a God incidence. The foreword is from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 4 to 10. Quote, "Then he said to me, prophesy over these bones, and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, listen, I will make breath enter you, so you may come to life. I will put sinews, I hope I'm saying this correctly, on you, make flesh grow over you, cover you with skin, and put breath into you so you may come to life. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I prophesied as I've been commanded. A sound started up as I was prophesying, rattling like thunder." And my friends, that's in the song, Heroes, by Michael W. Smith. "The bones came together, bone joining to bone. As I watched, flesh grew over them. Skin covered them on top, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, from the four winds come, O breath, and breathe into these slain, that they may come to life. I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath entered them. They came to life and stood on their feet, a vast army." End quote. Ezekiel 37, verses 4 to 10. So the Lord gave me the vision in a dream with the music, because music really speaks to my heart when it comes to prayer. And then as I shared it with Kathleen McCarthy, she had the connection to Father Stephen DeLacy, who had just written the foreword to her new book, In the Silence of My Heart. And the foreword was exactly what God had shown me in the dream. So are these marching orders just for me? Well, no. The Lord wants them shared, because we are living in prophetic times, and as it says in the book of Esther, for such a time as this. How many of us right now feel like we're dead, spiritually dead, physically dead, emotionally dead? We may be one of the bodies in the field. We may be just laying there like, please, Lord, what's next? I can't take another thing. The Lord is coming to you to place his hand under your chin and to breathe the breath of the Holy Spirit and to bring you to life. You don't need a lot of preaching. You don't need a lot of teaching. It is about the moment, the present moment, when he wants to speak to you. So I ask you listeners tonight to read and study and journal the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 4 to 10. How does this sacred scripture apply to you? So this scripture led me to the teaching for this retreat. So right now, wherever you are, in your car, at your desk, in the kitchen, in your living room, in a nursing home, in a prison, think about three times that you've been moved by tears in the past 6 months. Just think about three times. Were you on the ground like the sacred scripture? Were you dead in the spirit? Did you feel helpless, abandoned, rejected? Well, this afternoon, my friends, on this radio broadcast, we'll be taking you on a journey to become a spiritual man and woman of influence. So I'm going to ask you some questions. Do you think you are a provider? Do you lead from behind the scenes? Are you the type of person that sees the details? Do you work quietly and consistently? Now answer that question in the car, stirring the gravy, on the Schuylkill. Are you a provider? Are you the type of person that leads from behind the scenes? Are you a petitioner? Here's another type. In Mark 9:29, quote, "This kind can only come out of prayer," end quote. Mark 9:29. Are you a petitioner type? Are you always an advocate? Are you representing the needs of others through prayer? Are you the type that takes on the tough ministries, the prison ministries, street ministries? Are you spiritually always in tune? Or are you a preparer? Do you have a heart of a teacher? You always want to give away everything you learn. You love the library, research, reading, learning, listening to others. Priscilla had a heart of a preparer. Read Acts 18, verses 24 to 28. Patience to teach and the conviction to teach. Or are you a proclaimer? In Acts 20, verse 27, "I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God." Acts 20, verse 27. "I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God." Do you love to talk? Now answer that question. In your car, in your truck, in the kitchen, cleaning the bathroom right now, are you the type that loves to talk? Do you love meeting new people? Do you have strong verbal skills? Because God raises proclaimers out of obscurity. That's right. God raises proclaimers out of obscurity. Are you a praiser? A praiser. Hebrews 10, verse 24. Let us consider how we spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Do you praise God all the time? Do you lead by encouragement? Do you coach others toward success? Because children of praisers have great self-esteem. Are you such an optimist that some people feel intimidated by you? Like you see a flood, excuse me, on TV, and you'll say, oh, I know, good will come out of this. I'm losing my voice from bad allergies, so please excuse me. I want you to think about that. Are you such an optimist that some people feel intimidated by you? Are you the type of person to lead? Do you answer your own questions on the role of men and women in leadership, Christian leadership? You may not feel qualified today. You may not feel committed today. And you certainly may not feel motivated today. I'm going to say that again. You may not feel qualified, and you may not feel committed, and you certainly may not feel motivated. Step out in obedience and see yourself as God sees you. God will provide all the training and resources you need if you ask. Don't sit back and say, "Give me, give me, give me, give me, God." If you ask, "Lord, I want to serve you. I want to serve you. Please provide all the training and resources needed to do this." Are you really intimate with God? Did you know the Latin word for intimus means innermost? Intimate. Do you have a relationship? Or are you verbal? Just talk, 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 talk. And you do what you have to do. You go to Mass on Sunday, or you read the Bible, and you're not really intimate with God. Well, He wants us to be intimate with Him. Because, my friends, eternal life begins the moment we are introduced to God personally. Did you know that? Now, the Lord has written love letters to you, and you need to open the box of love letters in order to grow as a spiritual man and woman of influence. That's God's word. Excuse me, the Bible. The sacraments, my friends, are signs of His love for you. Here's a challenge for you, the In His Sign Catholic Radio Network listeners today. Before Holy Week, make a daily date with Jesus. Make a daily date with Jesus. Now, if you can attend Mass daily, that's el perfecto. If you can attend adoration, amazing. If you can't, if you're stuck in the house, no transportation, you just can't, or you have to work, go to the dollar store and buy a dollar notebook. You don't need a leather-bound, beautiful, with ribbons notebook, although they are very nice. Just get a notebook and begin to write in it. Write love letters to Jesus. Try to read a good Christian book, and try to pray a devotional book. Try to pray a devotional book. And I'm going to make a statement here. Many, many people in the Philadelphia region do not know that My Jesus Calling is not an approved devotional book. There are excellent, excellent Christian devotional books out there, but My Jesus Calling has not been approved by the church. I've seen it on the desks of many really good people who think that it is an approved devotional book. It is not. So here's the deal. So after 24 hours, after this program, this radio program, 5% of what you hear, you'll remember. That's right. Radio. 5% of what you hear, you'll remember. 15% of what you read, you'll remember. 35% of what you study, you'll remember. 57% of what you see and hear, you'll remember. And 100% of what you memorize, you'll remember. So take one line of sacred scripture and memorize it. You may say, I don't have the memory to do that. Just take a short line. Take a psalm, one line from a psalm, and memorize it. If you can, one line a day. That's all it takes. Because 100% of what you memorize, you'll remember. Now, the amazing thing is that 57% of what you see and hear, you'll remember. Now, Kathleen McCarthy streaming on Tuesdays, you're seeing her and you're hearing her. So you're going to remember 57% of what she's saying, praying, and doing. That's huge. And that's the power of live streaming. See, God wants to nurture our relationship with Him. Yep, God wants to nurture our relationship with Him. He wants to build healthy relationships. So we've had enough guests on all of our radio broadcasts throughout the week about codependency, etc., etc. But we need to learn the difference between healthy, interdependent relationships and destructive, dependent relationships with the Lord. Now, those of us who have taken Latin knows inter, between. So we need to learn the difference. This may be a first time you're hearing this, between a healthy, interdependent relationship with God and a destructive, dependent relationship with God. So you might be stopping and saying, what in the world does an interdependent spiritual relationship with God mean, as I did? Well, here's a line. When you're praying, you think, I'll be there for you, God. I'll be there for you. And a dependent relationship with God says, you cannot do it without me. You absolutely need me to do this. So an interdependent relationship with God says, I'll be there for you. And a dependent relationship with the Lord says, you cannot do it without me. Do you fit either of these categories? Well, stop and think about it. Now, as part of the relationship with the Lord, we need to address this hot mess called gossip. Men and women, gossip is the kissing cousin to criticism. So, for example, we need to learn the difference between admonishment and criticism. How many of us fall into the trap with a capital T of, John, he's in a mess financially with his company. So he's taking it out. He's yelling at his kids. He's not home. He's working 24 hours. You know, he's just not at home. He's working for money. That's gossip, and that's none of your business. So we need to pray. But we as Christians fall into that trap all the time. We think we're doing well. You know, let's pray for Mary. Mary really needs prayer. Why? Well, because she's going to lose her job. And see, you enter into the gossip trap under the realm of spirituality. So instead of talking about it, remember it's the kissing cousin to criticism, pray for them quietly. You don't need to share their story with every person you meet. It's a big trap with a capital T that we all fall into. So what in the world is admonishment? Admonishment, my friends, means to build, to strengthen. That's right. It means to build and strengthen. So write down the scripture, Galatians 6, verse 1, reminds us to restore gently. In Colossians 4, verse 6, season your words with grace. Ugh, I don't know about you, but I was taught in business never to season my words with grace. Be convicting, know your audience, get the message across. Never, ever did I hear the words, season my words with grace. So pray on Colossians 4:6 tonight and Galatians 6:1. So the second key to successful admonishment, that means, remember, building and strengthening, is gentle wording. It's gentle wording. And about 2.5-3 years ago, my friends, I was in a position where I didn't like how I was responding to an employee who reported to me. Of course, I was trained in Fortune 500 companies to be a tough woman. In the boardroom, in meetings, no one, even as young as I was in my 20s, you couldn't pull one over on me because I was trained with the best. So, of course, that part of me, which I've prayed to be healed over the years, I prayed, dear God, when I entered into Christian ministry, please get rid of that. I don't want that part of me. And one morning, I said, Blessed Mother, please help me. I don't want to be like this. I was like a viper. I could cut you in half. And the Blessed Mother did speak to me. She did speak to me. And she said, kind words, gentle actions. It was her voice. It's the only time in my entire life. Kind words, gentle actions. And so in preparing for this retreat, I didn't know until I started to study about a month ago about Galatians 6:1 and Colossians 4:6. So my friends, after this break, I will come back with more teaching and more stories. So stay tuned.
This is Dr. Carol Houghton of the Diocese of Harrisburg. I have been blessed in many ways by Kathleen McCarthy's retreats, days of reflection, preaching, and teaching, especially on In His Sign Catholic Radio. When Kathleen teaches from the scripture and shares with us her personal stories, I am deeply touched and inspired. It is as if God is speaking directly from her heart to my heart. And when Kathleen reads from her books, In the Silence of My Heart, she shares with us what God has spoken to her, an intimate message of unconditional love and mercy. God has blessed Kathleen with many gifts, which she readily shares with others, by doing every day what the Lord has asked of her. And by the example of her yes to God, we too are encouraged to give our yes to God. For Kathleen's daily and public witness to the gospel, I will be forever grateful. For it is by this example that she challenges me to become a better disciple of the Lord.
Thank you. My friends, it's a pleasure to be back, and it was wonderful to hear the commercial with Dr. Carol Houghton. If you're listening, Dr. Houghton, I miss you, and you have to come on the air with us again. We're talking about today how to become a spiritual man and woman of influence and leadership. So, and I'm listening to myself in teaching and preaching today because the sense was deliver this to the general radio audience, although it was intended for a retreat about a week ago. But it really can relate to a lot of people. I pray that it's touching many hearts in a very special way. So again, we're talking about admonishment. The second key to successful admonishment is gentle wording. I have to share with you that at no time post-college did I ever learn about admonishment. I learned during the 70s that it was important to be somewhat stern, to be hypercritical, to be hyper-focused, and to drive home anything that needed to be driven home towards the goals of the company, and no matter what way. And I can tell you, many, many people were hurt along the way with this mindset. And that's in the 70s, the mid-70s. And I shared with my husband today, I did not share this at the retreat, I found a picture of Dave Schultz. Remember him with the Philadelphia Flyers? Well, I was in a position at an oil company in Philadelphia and had a t-shirt designed, I Can Be Very Friendly. So during that time period, it was used in gas stations and it was used all over the country. And we had all these t-shirts made up. So the Flyers were coming down Walnut Street in Philadelphia, and I was maybe 5 feet from Dave Schultz in a car, and I had an armful of these t-shirts. So he was sitting in the back of the convertible, and I threw the t-shirt at him, and he held it up. I can be very friendly. That picture went all over the world because he was a bully. He was a Broad Street bully. I Can Be Very Friendly went all over the world. And of course, I received quite a raise. I received a wonderful raise and promotion. But you know what? When I think back on it, I said, why would I find that picture today? I Can Be Very Friendly. This is what God is asking us today as Christians to be very friendly, to be very gentle with our wording. Kind words, quiet actions. Be always ready to resolve or forgive. You need to expect criticism when you're on this journey. You need to expect criticism because it goes with your role. If you are on the front lines of any type of ministry, get ready to take the hits. You're not going to sit there and not have the arrows thrown at you. Heroes from Michael W. Smith, the drums beating, you're going to take the hits if you're on the front lines. You need to also be hospitable. So if I went out on the street, if I did a man on the street interview, and I said to you, what does the word hospitable mean to you? And what would you do if I said, tonight, you need to be hospitable? Well, guess what I would have said a year ago, or some friends. Oh, I'm going to host a barbecue. I'm going to cook. I'm going to entertain. I'm going to have a dinner. I'm going to invite so-and-so. How many of us do that? We think we have to be hospitable by cooking or having a dinner or a barbecue. We think that's hospitality. Well, guess what? Hospitality is not entertaining. It's an attitude of opening up your life and your heart so others can come in. I'm going to say that again. Hospitality is not entertaining. It's an attitude of opening up your life and your heart so others can come in. Now, it's important. The Lord wants you to discover your passion in life. Do you have a proper view of God and yourself? Are you ready for action? Joey, Mary, Sue, Larry, Frank, are you ready for action? Really, truly? Are you one of the dead bones out in the field that needs the breath of the Holy Spirit? You need to be a man and woman of initiative, knowing where you're going, and you need to get excited. If you're not excited, you're a dead bone. You're a dry bone. If you trust and commit your plans to God, He will make the path for you. Proverbs 16, verse 9. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. That's right. Proverbs 16, verse 9. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. So, do you really need goals? Yes. So what is the challenge in your life? As you drive home, as you're home, what's the challenge today in your life? Are you going through a divorce, financial difficulty? You're having a hard time feeding your family? You just such deceit and hatred in your heart? What's the challenge? I want you to answer that in the car, in your home, in the kitchen, in your office. What is the challenge? Do you need to return to the church? Do you need to return to the Lord? Do you need to forgive a priest? Do you need to forgive your husband or wife or a friend or a doctor? Now I want you to think of one dream you have. One dream. You know, an author once wrote, if you can't dream, you're depressed. Now, I'm not talking about dreaming like the dream the Lord gave me, but I'm thinking like, hey, write down all your dreams. Maybe you want a mountain house, a shore house. You want to build a porch off the back of your house. Maybe it's falling down. Maybe your bathroom's falling apart. I want you to write 5 dreams tonight. Not dreams in sleep, but dreams while you're awake. I want you to write 5 of them. If you're having a hard time dreaming, you may be depressed because you're the dry bone. I know when this was Matthew Kelly at a retreat at Malvern Retreat House probably 10 years ago. When he asked that question, and I sat there thinking, I can't dream of anything. I can't think of anything. I can't. And he said, if you can't dream, you're depressed. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm depressed. I wasn't depressed to the point of medication, but I couldn't dream. I couldn't hope. That's what it was. I didn't have the courage to hope. So 5 dreams. Really seriously sit down tonight and write down 5 dreams. And you might think it's crazy. You might want a boat. You might want a new truck. You might want a new rocking chair. Just write down 5. And I want you to ask the question, do you have integrity? Oh, boy, every time I watch the news, I'm like, what happened to integrity in the news? It's a commitment to live consistently with what you know to be true about life. Integrity is a commitment to live consistently with what you know to be true about life. Now, do you really desire to be usable to God? Now, come on. I want you to really answer this question. Do you really desire to be usable to God? How many times do we shy away from the process of becoming usable? I raise my hand. If we were live streaming, you would see me raising my hand. I can't tell you how many times I've shied away from the process of becoming usable. Out of fear of failure, out of laziness. Be persistent by taking one more step today. One more step. Too often, we quit too soon. That's right. Too often, we quit too soon. This is a line I want you to write down and memorize, because tomorrow you'll be at 100% if you memorize this. We all want to be heroines or heroes, but we don't want to be heroic. We all want to be heroines or heroes, But we don't want to be heroes, to be heroic. Now think about that. Think about this. Sometimes the starting line is the quitting line. Do you perform diligently, earnestly, strenuously? Do you stay in the race with everything that you're doing in life? Do you stay in the race, Sam, Frank, Joe, Katie? Do you stay in the race? Because the core of intensity is your ability to stay. Keep your eyes on the finish line. If you're training for the Olympics, you have your eyes on the finish line. A woman and man of spiritual influence, you need to hear this. God doesn't need your ability. Oh, someone gave me a frame, a beautiful plaque, and I had this in my office for years. God doesn't need your ability. He needs your availability. Again, God doesn't need your ability. He needs your availability. You don't have a ministry. You are a ministry. You don't have a ministry. You are a ministry. And we all need to understand we're part of a great commission. Now is the time. ... For such a time as this in the book of Esther. Look it up. We need to understand now is the time to be part of the great commission. All of us, not a quarter of the listeners, not maybe three people in Camden, two in New York, one in Maryland, all of us, all of you who are listening, are commissioned to be women and men of influence, spiritual influence, to go and make disciples, to use your giftedness, to not wait around till everything is perfect, and to go tell people about Jesus. This is the defining moment. Yes, it is. There is no time to waste. We are all commissioned now. Not in a week. Not next Christmas. Now. So it says in Corinthians 10:23, everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Corinthians 10:23, everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Can you stay with that? I want you to memorize these scriptures. Everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. See, the sacred scriptures are so important as guideposts for us as we struggle and learn to become women and men of spiritual influence and leadership and the sacramental life of the church. The sacramental life of the church is so key for us as we get out of bed and say our fiat in the morning, so be it, Jesus, whatever you want of me. You have chosen me to be part of a great commission because now is the time. Lead me to your sacraments. Lead me to your word. Lead me, show me, help me. Again, you may be saying right now, oh, I don't have any abilities. I can't write. I can't speak. I can barely speak on the phone. I can't cook. I can't do anything. Maybe you're confined to a wheelchair. Maybe you're confined to a hospital bed or a hospice bed. The Lord is asking you for your availability to pray, to intercede, which is the greatest gift of all, to intercede. Many years ago, I did a radio broadcast on a international radio program, and we were talking about the enthronement of the Sacred Heart. Never in a million years would I expect, years later, at the World Meeting of Families, that someone would come up to me and say, "Do you remember when you did a radio broadcast, which was years and years and years ago, about the enthronement of the Sacred Heart?" And I said, "Yes." "Well, as a result of that radio program, a prison block was enthroned to the Sacred Heart." I almost dropped my coffee on the floor of the convention center. I said, "Pardon me?" "Yes, a group of prisoners were listening, and they enthroned their cell block to the enthronement of the Sacred Heart, and they started a ministry." I said, "All because of a radio broadcast?" "All because of a radio broadcast. For you see, the seed was thrown to the wind, didn't know where it would land. And it wasn't until years later, years, the World Meeting of Families, that someone came up and shared a story, because it was from a priest who was friends with the prisoners. That touched me so much, because I always say, I don't know who's listening. I don't know what God wants. And you know, Kathleen always says, "Oh, people are listening and lives are changing." And I just believe that this radio network is part of a great commission. Now is the time. So, my friends, here is a mandate. A loving mandate for you until next Monday, which is Holy Week. I want you to write a prayer today, to list areas you'd like to grow in, asking for the Lord's help. Maybe you're an alcoholic. Maybe you're a food addict. Maybe you have a terrible temper, road rage. Maybe you judge others. Maybe you're a gossip. No matter what, write a prayer today and list the areas you'd like to grow in, asking for the Lord's help. Put the prayer in an envelope addressed to yourself. Put the prayer in an envelope addressed to yourself. Seal and stamp it, and ask a friend to mail it back to you after 6 months. Don't tell the friend what it's about. Just say, "Friend, could you take this envelope, which is sealed and stamped, and mail it back to me in 6 months?" And when you open it, you will be stunned to read and to see how God worked in your life. Can you do that? Can you really, really do that? Again, write a prayer today. List the areas you'd like to grow in, asking for the Lord's help. Put the prayer in an envelope addressed to yourself. Seal and stamp it, and ask a friend to mail it back to you after 6 months. And watch how God works. No matter how old you are, it doesn't have to be an epistle. It could be 3 lines. It could be 1 line, and it can be a picture. Whatever you can do, whatever you can do, that's comfortable to you. You pray tonight and ask the Lord to show you. So I'm asking you today to really meditate upon the words that we shared and to ask yourself, are you a dry bone? Are you in that field of dry bones? And play the music from Michael W. Smith, Heroes, which is just music, no lyrics. And meditate and say, "Lord, what do you want of me? I'm part of the Great Commission, and I'm ready for action. I'm ready." You may not feel ready, but the Lord says you're ready. I remember a retreat with Dr. Ralph Martin, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and a radio broadcast, a radio interview with him. And I said, what do you say to people who are stuck in the mud? They're really stuck in the mud. You know, you can't say, hey, go to church. Hey, go to confession. Hey, pray the rosary. Hey, open your Bible. What do you say? And he quietly said, just tell them to show up. Now, think about that. He didn't say, have a formula. He just said, just tell them to show up. I thought that was so profound. Just show up. Just show up for the sacraments. Or a prayer group. Or a rosary group. Or a Bible study group of at your church. Or at your grandmom's house. Or your neighbor's house that has no one to visit them. Just show up. Remember, you are the ministry. So we're going to pray now, my friends. I'm going to pray for you in a specific way. I'm going to pray through the power of the Holy Spirit that the Lord will bless you with his abundant love and mercy today. That your life will change. That this is the pivotal moment of change. It is a season of mercy. Father God, we thank you and praise you for all that you've done for all of our listeners who may have never thanked you enough. We thank you now as a collective group. We thank you for the love that you have for all of us. We thank you for the mercy that you have for all of us. We pray, Lord Jesus, right now, through the intercession of the Holy Spirit, that all the bones, the dry bones in our souls, in our bodies, be renewed, that you breathe the Holy Spirit into every person who is listening right now, who is in despair, who feels that they can't go on, that you breathe new life. Command the Holy Spirit through your breath to enter them, that they will come to life, as you said in Ezekiel, stand on their feet as part of the vast army. We thank you and praise you, Jesus, and Blessed Mother, we entrust our prayer lives and our petitions to you. Help us to be spiritually strong, spiritual women and men of God who influence others to come to the foot of the cross. We plead the blood of Jesus on everyone who is listening. We ask that you return to the sacraments this beautiful holy season. Return. God is calling you. As we pray this litany of humility, I pray this for all of you. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, hear me. From the desire of being loved, hear me. From the desire of being extolled, hear me. From the desire of being honored, hear me. From the desire of being praised, hear me. From the desire of being preferred, hear me. From the desire of being consulted, hear me. From the desire of being approved, hear me. Deliver me, Jesus, from the fear of being humiliated. From the fear of being despised, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of suffering rebukes, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being calumniated, fear, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being forgotten, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being ridiculed, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being wrong, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being suspected, deliver me, Jesus. That others may be loved more than I, deliver me, Jesus. That others may be esteemed more than I, deliver me, Jesus. That in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease, deliver me, Jesus. That others may be chosen and I set aside, deliver me, Jesus. That others may be praised and I unnoticed, deliver me, Jesus. That others may be preferred to me in everything, deliver me, Jesus. That others become holier than I, provided that I may become as holy as I should. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. In your holy name, amen. I thank you and praise you, Jesus, for all that you're doing through this radio apostolate and through the listeners. And now, my friends, I have to turn to a commercial because without this golf outing, without the fundraiser in the fall, these moments would not happen. So can you mark your calendars for Monday, April 26th, for In His Sign Catholic Radio Golf Tournament at Old York Road Country Club, Springhouse, Pennsylvania. Oh, it is a fun day. A barbecue buffet lunch, shotgun start, scramble format, cash bar, dinner buffet, silent auction, prizes, 50-50 awards presentation. It's just a wonderful day. And I can't say enough. If you want to be a sponsor, I want you to call Maureen Powers at 610-527-2906. We need some sponsors. And also, wow, the silent auction is amazing. We need some restaurant gift cards, retail gift cards, Visa gift cards, themed gift baskets, baskets of cheer, autographed sports memorabilia. The real stuff, not the fake stuff. I know that there's a lot of fake stuff. B&B voucher for a weekend getaway. Maybe you have a shore house, a mountain house, a desert house, a special place on a lake. Offer it up for a weekend, off season, a B&B voucher. And by the way, you can write this off. That's right. This is a nonprofit organization, so you can write anything that you gift to this organization. It's a write-off. I want you to, even if you don't play golf, I don't play golf, and I laugh every time I think about it because I showed up in a beautiful golf outfit once for a golf outing for the company that I worked for, and they said, you look great, but you're not playing. But anyway, you're also welcome to attend the dinner and the silent auction and just participate in the day. So call Maureen, 610-527-2906, or email her at praise@inhissign.com. Again, this is a major fundraiser for In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. Monday, April 26th, Maureen said, right now, look, it's looking good. So it's a beautiful time of the year, and it was canceled from the fall because of COVID. And so I ask right now, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that you all respond. My friends, until next Monday, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you. And next, the wonderful Mr. Trainer. God bless you.